Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Let your light shine before men. I mean, let your light shine. Don't hide it under a bushel. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. Yes, we want to let our light shine. Let your light shine. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Oh, thank you so much for all your happy birthday wishes. Wow. I'm overwhelmed by the cards and the emails, and thank you so much. Yesterday, when I got to my home after being on the radio, there was this huge box by the front door, and no, I don't have pirates, front porch pirates, because I got these big trees in my front yard, and I don't think people even look at the house. So here was this huge box, and I hauled it in and opened it up, and my friend, my precious friend in Alabama, she had sent me this gorgeous gardenia plant. It is a huge plant, and I hope I just don't kill it. Just pray that I won't kill my gardenia plant. And when I called her today, I said, thank you so much. Do you know that it was gardenias that Darren brought to me every morning with orange juice on our honeymoon? And then he blessed me with little gardenias on every anniversary. She said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, oh, it just so reminded me of him that I just sat there and cried. She said, well, I don't want you to cry. I said, well, it was good. It was a good cry. And then she sent me these Yankee candles, and they were gardenia scents. So last night I had them all blazing, and oh, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful gift. Thank you so much, Steph. You are just a precious friend. And I pray for Steph because her father went to be with the Lord in January. And that's still, you know, that's an emptiness. So I thank you, Father God, that you're comforting and being with Steph and all of those who are listening today that have lost a loved one. Yeah, I say lost because you do feel lost for a while. And I thank you, Father God, for filling up that void that they have of their loved one being gone, filling it up with your love and comfort in Jesus' name. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can always give online by going to donate at freedomstreet.org and just hit that donate button and fill it out. And I'm having more and more join that little club, that donate club for freedomstreet.org. So thank you so much. And I've been getting all these photos from Kimberly. The last one, she's riding a camel. She's going to have so much to say. I said, you know what? You can have all next week if you'd like. I didn't get a email back from her. And she also showed me photos of their kibbutz inside and very comfortable. And also their dining tent where they ate, and also went past the death camp memorials. They could not take any photos there. The cobblestone around there were of the millions of children that died during the death camp era during World War II. So some of it's serious and some of it's fun. And so we're just going to enjoy the whole thing when Kimberly comes back and joins us on the radio. Our memory verse for this week is John 14, verse 13. And it says, I love it. From the Message, from now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. If you know what God's plans are for you and for the whole world here. It's in the Word of God, and what He's doing, then He'll do it for you. That's how the Father will be seen for who He is in the Son. I meant it. I mean it, says Jesus. I mean it. I mean what I say. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it. And in the Passion Translation, John 14, verse 13, for I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to Him. Ask me anything in my name. So when you pray, you're always saying, in the name of Jesus, and I will do it for you. Although we haven't seen our Heavenly Father, we know what He looks like because Jesus said this. This is how the Son will show what the Father is really like. And who were you created in? In God's image and likeness. So you know what God's image looks like, and you know what His likeness looks like because you were made in His image. Praise God. That's a wonderful verse of scripture, John 14, verse 13. We're learning it. We are learning it. So if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Confession for today by Rick Renner. Because God's word has a central place in my life, I have a sense of righteousness that covers me like a mighty breastplate. That's a huge plate over your chest. God's word is operating in my life. It reminds me of He is a shield and to me. And Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord God is a shield to me, and He gives grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly before Him. God's word is operating in my life, giving me a powerful sword wield against the enemy. That Rhema word quickened by the Spirit of God to my heart in my time of need. Now, Rhema is a vital knowing. You own that verse. You are knowing that verse. You are accomplishing what God wants for your life in that verse that you're confessing every day. Absolutely. Until you see the manifestation, until you see the answer to your prayer request. So that Rhema word is what you own. That's yours. Wow. And when you get it down deep in your heart and you know that you know, boy, it's going to come, friend. It's going to come. Now, every day when you read the word, that's logos. That's the logo scriptures. But when you have Rhema, R-H-E-M-A, you know it. And Rick goes on to say, and because God's word also dominates, I have peace that protects me from the attacks of the adversary, the devil, and shields my mind like a powerful helmet. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Wow, that's such a great affirmation in this violent and deceptive world we live in. Do you know Colorado is the top state in stolen vehicles? Cars and carjackings are right up there. So we need to ask God to protect us every time we get into our cars. Absolutely. And what a great affirmation to know that God is protecting us by having us fully armored. Paul the Apostle gave us such a great teaching on the armor that we must be clothed in to be safe in this world. Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 24 in the Message translation says, and that about wraps it up. He's finishing the book of Ephesians. It's been a wonderful book describing the church. And so Paul is saying that about wraps it up. God is strong and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps. A life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. And some of you have had prayer requests for your loved ones. They just don't want to have anything to do with Jesus. Well, one thing you can say to them when you see them or write to them, say there aren't only two choices in your life. There are only two options in your life where you're going to go. You're either going to heaven because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, or you're going to hell. That's it. There are no more, there's no purgatory. I'm sorry. If you're Catholic, I'm so sorry, because there's no purgatory. When you die, you are in the presence of God or you are in the other place. So this is for keeps, a life and death fight to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. Verse 13 of Ephesians 6 says, be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be standing on your feet. Praise God. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words and more than some symbolic armor lessons. Learn how to apply all that Jesus has provided for you to defeat your enemy. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. Absolutely, it is alive. It's living and alive and powerful, friend. It truly is. The word that you read every morning, oh, it goes to work for you. Hallelujah. I'm almost in the clapping mode here. Verse 18 of Ephesians 6 says, in the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Don't go to sleep on the job. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. And don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time, telling the mystery to one and all, the message that I, the jailbird preacher, that I am responsible for getting out. Love mixed with faith be yours from God the Father and from the Master Jesus Christ. Pure grace and nothing but grace be with you all who love the Master Jesus. He can't hardly contain the fact that it's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Paul is talking about being fully armed with God's grace and peace in every situation. If I asked you, if I was sitting across the table from you with a cup of coffee or tea, and I asked you, what does grace mean to you? Would you be able to give me an answer? And I know a lot of you say, it's that unmerited gift that my pastor talks about. Okay, can you give me a little bit more? And, you know, well, you can't earn it. Good, good, that's good. It's a gift that you did not earn. It's a gift from God, abounding provision of the grace and of unrestrained and conditional love. It's abounding provision of unrestrained. That means nothing can keep it back from you. Nothing. Once you've accepted Jesus and you're accepting all that he has for you, it's unrestrained, unconditional love of God that comes through Jesus Christ. Because it says in John 1, verse 14, Jesus is full of grace and truth. So the grace comes from our Lord Jesus. And when we're in him, we got all the bases covered. That's right. We let God and our friends see who we are by our attributes given by grace. Jesus measured the disciples' growth and learning by the amount of faith they developed in their lives. Remember when he would tell them, you have no faith? Wow. And then the times he would let them know they had a little faith. Well, Jesus can tell where we are on our journey with him by the faith that we exhibit in this life. It's a learning process that's part of the sanctification that comes from showing forth our trust in our faith toward him. It has to do with trust, my friend. Truly does. Do you trust him? Some people say, well, I don't trust anybody. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry because I have some friends that I do trust, and I trust in them. Ephesians 2, verse 7 through 10 says, now God has us where he wants us. That's right. With all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. Salvation is all his idea and all his work. See, he's at work in us. That's what Philippians 2:13 says. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. It's all him. We take no credit. May he increase and we decrease in the whole scheme of things. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. I remember reading a book by Ann Kimmel in order to let the reader know that she did not think of herself highly as far as the salvation and sanctification and redemption and righteousness went. All of her books, if you read Ann Kimmel's books, all the letter I, when we use the word I went to the store, are in the lower case. In all her books, the letter I is in a lower case. Just to let you know, how she feels about where she is in the scheme of things. I thought that was so good. We are no longer under the law. That's one thing we can get all the credit to Jesus and his sacrifice. No, we're no longer under the law of the Old Testament, but under grace. That unmerited and lasting provision from God through Jesus that fills every need and every unexpected situation that comes along. That's how we can let go of just getting by and rely on him, our Jehovah Jireh, to provide the best we can expect. I was just talking to a friend who calls me every year on my birthday, and he has been doing this. This is going to be our 60th class reunion here this year, if we even have one. I don't know if we want to see how each other looks, but he's called me every year. He's that kind of guy. He just loves to call, and he's been one of those barely getting by kind of people, you know, getting the cheapest. And he has a great business in Greeley. And yet when I say to him, well, take your wife out for a nice dinner. She's free of cancer now. And I told him the other day, I said, oh, God has been so good to you. He couldn't even say yes. His mind has been so blinded by this world system. And so every little thing I can give to him, well, have you been reading your Bible? Well, I just have a King James. Well, I'm going to have to send him another a Bible. But take your wife out for a nice dinner. And he says, oh, yeah, I take her out for fast food every once in a while. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's just, oh, that poverty mindset. When you serve a God who's able to give us a feast every day, no longer a famine. How can you call it just getting by? And do you know where that starts, that thought process of just getting by, that poverty mindset? See, it's in your mind. And that's why Paul told us to renew our mind, get into the Word, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the Word. I remember one day right after John died that my rich uncle came to the store, and my aunt fell in love with a little walnut spinet piano we had on the floor. It was a Baldwin. And she said, oh, I love that piano. Do you know what my uncle said? My rich uncle said, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. His mind told him that. He had fallen to the depths of a poverty mindset, even though he was wealthy. I don't want to be that kind of person. No way. When God says give, I give. And I'm not giving to get. I used to be like that. Well, I'm going to give so I can get. No more. I've just put my whole full trust in him. I trust my Heavenly Father to give me what he wants me to have. And that's all that I am asking for. Father God, you promised that you would give us our daily bread. You promised to meet every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I believe that. I believe that. And some of you have God in your tidy and neat little box. Yeah, you got him all in a box wrapped with a pretty little bow, and you've got it all figured out. And God, here you are in the box, and here I'm doing my thing outside. No, you can't put God in a box. You can't put God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, in a box. It only limits you, because God is going to burst through that box. He's unlimited. He's unlimiting. Psalm 96, verse 4 through 13 says, great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. One day, my friends, very soon, one day every knee shall bow to God's majesty and power. Oh, and I want to tell you just a little bit. I know I've played this song before, and I love this song. But I remember the time when John and I heard Ken Miedema for the first time. We didn't know he was blind until we saw him playing the piano and the synthesizer and singing. We didn't realize he was blind until he got up from the piano and this other person helped him. And we fell in love with this gentleman's love for Jesus. We were mesmerized, especially John, until you realize the difficulty of playing a piano or an instrument. You you don't know. You don't know the practice and all the training that it took. So we fell in love with him. We even had him at our home for dinner. When I first heard this song, I sat down and I wept. Friends, most of us have been bound up in tradition and logic, and we don't have the freedom to dance unfettered and joyful in every way. Well, I want to shed all of that tradition and dance with my God, because he dances over us with joy. That's Zephaniah 3:17. The words of this song says, she asked me to dance and I'd never tried dancing before. He had been to a church, done his concert, and after the concert, there was a social in the gymnasium, and they had a dance. And this young high school girl came over to him and said, would you dance? And he said, I've never danced before. No, thank you. She says, come on, we can dance. And he said, I had visions of everyone laughing us right off the floor. She gently persisted, and I told her I would. Unforgettable. She was the fresh breath of spring on a cold winter's day. Unforgettable. She taught this singer to dance in a whole new way. Then he turns it all over to God, a God perspective, and he says, he asked me to dance and I'd never tried dancing before. I had visions of saints and angels laughing us right off the floor. He gently persisted, and finally I told him I would. I just pray that God will loose you as you listen to this. He will loose you from all your tradition and all that you grew up with being tied down and bound. Oh, he goes on to say, unforgettable. God was the fresh breath of spring on a cold winter's day. Unforgettable. He taught this singer to sing in a whole new way. Here's Ken Miedema.
Dance, and I'd never tried dancing before. I had visions of everyone laughing us right off the floor. Though I protested, it just wouldn't be any good. Insisted, and finally I told her I would. Unforgettable. She was a fresh breath of spring on a cold winter's day. Unforgettable. Taught this singer to sing in a whole new way. Saints and angels laughing us right off the floor. No, I protested, it just wouldn't be any good. He gently insisted, and finally I told him I would. Unforgettable. Well, he this singer to sing in a whole new way. The coming of spring on a cold winter's day taught me to sing in a whole new way.
I could just sit here and listen to that over and over again. And if you'd like to listen to more songs by Ken Medema, M-E-D-E-M-A, you can Google that. Go to YouTube and Google his name, and you'll still get his wonderful songs. There's not a whole lot of information. It's been a long time. But, oh, his songs are so worth it. God says here in Isaiah 43, verse 18, "Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new in you." I'm saying to you today, God is doing something new in you. Let him do it. Get him out of that little box you've put around him. Let him do what he's so good at doing in you. Make a new person out of you. I know some of you are retired. You know what? You need a new life. A brand new life. You don't need to just go on all these trips. When you see Jesus, when he comes back to take us back, I'm going to see Israel. I'm going to see the whole world with him. So don't plan those trips now. Plan them after Jesus comes back, because he is doing something new in you today. If you will just let him, my friend, just let him. Oh, God bless you and keep you until I see you again tomorrow, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.